Welcome to the House and House Washington page on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. House and House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington Economic Development Director Mary Audia about the new funding for broadband internet.
Thank you for talking with me today. Iowa got, well, and the nation really, got some really good news this week. If you want to just go ahead and jump right in and talk about it.
Thanks. Good morning, Jen. Yes, the first one I wanted to talk about is statewide. It's called the Empower Rural Iowa Broadband Grant Program. So this is called a Notice of Funding, or a NOFO, as we call it in the economic development world. This just came out on June 15th of this year. So basically, it alerts us that the Office of the Chief Information Officer is issuing this funding notice for the Empower Rural Iowa Broadband Grant Program, making up to almost $149 million available for broadband expansion in Iowa. So we were all pretty excited about this, and part of the qualifications for the grant involve being a designated opportunity zone, which we talked to you about earlier this year, and we were awarded an opportunity zone outside of, it's kind of west of Washington, is now an opportunity zone. So if one of our local telecoms, which we are so fortunate to have such great quality telecoms here in Washington County, if they decide they want to go ahead and apply for this, they will get more points because now we're an opportunity zone here in Iowa. So we were pretty excited about that. And then, you know, as far as what is this going to do for our county? Well, I think connect us much more efficiently, because I know, you know, as we went through the pandemic, we found that education went online, healthcare went online. There was a lot that went online, and there's still people that don't have, you know, the connections that they should have. So this was part of an initiative, I know, here in Iowa to get more people connected more efficiently and more fairly. So this was exciting to hear of this opportunity. So
a good first step. And I know we talked about the process of applying to be part of the zone and everything and getting that. So for this to kind of turn around so quickly is really exciting, too.
Yes. And, you know, I know it's going to be competitive, but I think still, since we are an opportunity zone, that should also help us. Final agency decisions will be in September of this year, and then grant agreement negotiations and execution start the end of October. So, you know, they're just really getting this rolled out right now, but it would be, you know, pretty cool if we could get one of these grants.
So really, we're looking, if everything kind of goes to plan, and it's amazing how quickly this is actually going, considering it's government and sometimes processes aren't so fast.
Right.
Maybe even end of next year, our community might be better connected.
Right. Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly. And, you know, they're probably going to get pretty busy, all our telecoms, busier than they already are, because they are already very busy, you know, working hard to get everybody connected here in our county, and we sure appreciate them. So, yeah, this will add hopefully more incentive, especially to the more rural areas where it is more expensive, you know, to put in, you know, all of those lines from farm to farm, but we want to make sure everybody's connected. So fingers crossed that this works out for Washington County. But then in addition to that, the federal government has also announced $42.5 billion to connect every American to high-speed broadband internet. So we've got state and federal action happening. State of Iowa has been designated for $415 million for broadband. So again, you know, that's pretty exciting, coming both from the state and federal levels. That was just announced. The White House just announced that. So lots of great money.
Yes.
Hopefully coming our way.
Yes, and good access then.
Yeah,
because,
definitely.
You know, money is usually the holdback for some of these major projects. But
Knowing
that it's coming from the higher level and really connecting the whole country too, like getting everybody up to speed on things that maybe we should have already been doing infrastructure-wise.
Right, right. Plus, you think about all the people that are working remotely now. You know, this just gives them one more option or one more opportunity to have high-speed internet wherever they go. So, and, you know, we're fortunate in Washington County that we have good connectivity, you know, in definite certain regions. We need certain areas to get more, but you know, we've drawn people that work for, you know, Microsoft and Google are already living and working in our community because of our connectivity. But we need to expand that further west into our county and make sure everybody has that same opportunity. Mm-hmm. So,
and then having better access to high-speed internet may even just bring people into the county to live, because then they can work remotely,
exactly,
which is good for everybody.
Exactly. Plus for the schools, you know, to run a business. Our farmers, you know, are using a lot more technology out in the fields. Healthcare is definitely, you know, moving in that direction as well. So, yeah, we want to make sure that we stay, you know, in the lead as far as connectivity across the U.S. So we're excited. We're excited. But if anybody has any questions, please reach out. That's one of the things we do in economic development. We try to get the word out, try to be a catalyst for change, especially helping to prop up our economy. So feel free to reach out to me at the Wedge office, or email me, text me, tweet me, whatever you want to do. So, and let me know if you have any questions or if I can assist.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Mary.
Sure. Thanks, Jen.
That was Mary Audia joining on today's House & House Washington page to talk about new funding for broadband internet. House & House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News.